We're ready. Okay.
Yes, we're gonna start a song.
So the question is, we know that there are stiras in the sugyas between our sugya and Bamitzia and Daf Bavim and Beis. Takvo Kohen, the pashtus of the sugya seems to be Takvo Kohen is Motzi and Miada. Right, as the Ramban and the Valei Tosfos all learned from the Shaka V'Tari of the sugya. The Rambam Paskin Takvo Kohen in Motzi and Miada. So he had to explain, or at least the Mefarshim had to explain for him how he read the Shaka V'Tari of our Gemara. But the Pasha Matzkan of our sugya is Takvo Kohen Motzi and Miada. So what the Nosei Kelim point out, and what Tosfos on our sugya points out, is that our Gemara seems to conflict with at least three other sugyas in Shas. So the first question that Tosfos asks is, what do you do with the sugya on Daf Kuf Beis? Right, in case you have the Socher Merchat, so the Gemara seems to say, if you have a suffix, or the Mishnah says, if you have a suffix about the Shnas that you bore, so Mishnah says Yachloku, and Shmuel says that im ba b'sofa chodesh, if the maskir is only tovea the socher b'sofa chodesh, so then kula the socher. So the socher gets to keep the money, he doesn't have to pay for that extra month. So Tos says, what do you see? You see clearly im takvo kohen, or if you have tfisa lachar safik, or at least tfisa in the case of a safik, the din is ein motzin miado, because ba b'sofa chodesh kula the socher. So there's a safik, and yet we say he gets to keep it. So that it goes against the Psak of our Gemara of Takvo Kohen, Motzi and Miyado. Tos also points out that the Sugin Ksivis with the Shtar of Treu Trey, so you have two Edim or Chosim on the Shtar, Ksav Yadam Ziyote Mokam Acher, so you have two Edim who are essentially being made that there's a Chiv on the Hava, and then you have two Edim who come and say that the Chasimos are Pasol. So essentially you have Treu Trey on whether or not there's a Chiv Piron. So Rashi in that sugya says that im tafso in motzin miado. So that's also why. It's a case of tfisa and a case of safek. And our Gemara seems to say motzin miado. And yet Rashi says im tafas in motzin miado. So that Gemara in Ksuvah seems to contradict our Gemara. The Ramban in our sugya also points to the Gemara in Ksuvah and Daf Tes Zayin, which says that if someone is tofes, or an almana is tofes masayim for her Ksuvah, and she says besula nisesi, so she's Mehemin. It's Lachar, there's a Safik. We're not sure whether she was a Basula or Almana when she was married, but if she's Tofes, the Masayim Zuz, so we say Ein Motzi Miyada. Why? We should say Tfisa doesn't work. We should say Im Takvo Kohen Motzi Miyada. So we should already point out that there are other Gemaras that seem to contradict our Sugya, and some of the notes that came on the Rambam say that's goof of why the Rambam paskined against the Pashtus of our Gemara. Not because he read our Gemara differently, but he saw our Gemara as clashing with the most basic read of these other Sugyas. So what are they arguing about? Why are some Rishonim paskening like the other sugyas? And why are some Rishonim paskening like our Gemara? So one way to understand the machlokas is to understand that they're arguing about the nature of a motzi mechaver olav araya. The Kesef Mishnah explained for the Rambam, and sort of the Rashba in at least his first interpretation, which he mentioned last week, that the Rambam understands that motzi mechaver olav araya is a very local application. Anytime somebody walks into Bezin with tefisa on a chefet, it's a motzi mechaver olav araya. It's a procedural tool that Beis Din uses. So people come to Beis Din with a taina safek, or with a case where Beis Din is mesupak. So sheval taisa, Beis Din is not going to act. Beis Din is going to leave things where they are. So mele, whoever has the object when they walk into Beis Din, motzi mechaver olav araya. Here's the Kesef Mishnah's explanation for the Rambam. Same thing we saw in the Meiri in our sugya. The Meiri says that the reason why we're paskening takvo kohen ein motzin miado is because of a motzi mechaver olav araya. Okay, so they understand that to mean that whoever has the object in his reshus, he gets to keep it because Beis Din's not going to override his current tfisa. The Tosos Shantz, the Rashmi Shantz in Ksuvis, when he phrases Tosos' question, so he reads the Gemara, he quotes Pirush Rashi, that im tafas ein motzi in miado, in the case of the Treu Trei, and he said, but that doesn't make any sense. Don't we usually say hamotzi mechaver olav araya? Meaning that the Rashmi Shantz argues with the Psak of the Rambam and the way Rashi reads that Gemara on the grounds of Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. So clearly he understood Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya in the exact opposite sense. For him, Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya means that whenever you have a Safek and the Safek is in someone's Rishus, so Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya means now it belongs to him. becomes frozen in his rishos. So once you have a suffik and you have a hachra of a motzim yechaber al avaraya, so now it belongs to him. So if somebody comes and is toface, he's toface from some sort of real bailos. Amimela im tafsa motzi in miyado. Okay, so we have his two opposite interpretations of this klal of hamotzi mechaber al avaraya. That also seems to be the way the Ramban in our sugya understands hamotzi mechaber al avaraya, and the Smag in Simin Sadihe also has that formulation. Kol davar shetchilas dino hamotzi mechaber al avaraya ein mo eles tkifa shel acharik kein umotzi miyada tokef. Hey, whenever the tchilas dino, meaning at a certain point, whenever there was a din of a motzi mechaber al avaraya, you can never be tokef from that rishos. So clearly you have different interpretations of a motzi mechaber al avaraya. Now, in order to navigate the evidence of the contradictory evidence in the different sugyas, so we shouldn't have to come up with distinctions to mechalik as to when we're going to say takfo motziin and when we say takfo ein motziin miyado. So now, before we get to the actual distinctions that they invoke, so the shaila is, what do those distinctions speak to? Do they speak to the nature of the tfisa? Some tfisas are better or worse than other tfisas. Do they speak to the nature of the safik? Some sfeikos inherently lend themselves to both parties having zechuyos, whereas some sfeikos lend themselves to only one person having a zechus and the chayfetz. Very similar to what we discussed by Drar Damona. Drar Damona means that both parties have a right. Whereas other sveikos are either one of the parties has the right, but we're not sure which one, but they're exclusive. Are there some sveikos that are harder to overcome? And some sveikos that are like more neutral or easier to surmount? So are we shown in being mechalik between the quality and the nature of the safik? A third possible distinction is, are we mechalik between different kinds of muchzakios? Let's say you could have a strong chazaka and you could have a weak chazaka. So maybe a motzi mechaber al avaraya only prevents you from taking something out of a strong muchzakos. But a weaker muchzakos, tvisa would work. And you have to ask that question from both perspectives. A, the perspective of the nitfas, and the perspective of the tofes. Does the tofes create a strong muchzakos? And is the nitfas losing a strong muchzakos? And then a fourth consideration we have to look for is external considerations. So the first three talk to the actual case. What's the nature of the safek? What's the nature of the tvisa? What's the nature of the muchzakos? But then the fourth consideration, well, are there external factors that are operating on the case? Zilusa Beit Din, are we worried about Bezdin being Toreach Shelo Kedin? Or La Fuche Truche Bezdin Trei Zimni Loma Trochinat? Maybe Tuvas Hana. Maybe in terms of the actual case, we should say im tafas ein motzin or motzin, but because it's external consideration, so we have to override that hachra. Okay, so we really have four different considerations that we have to look for. And when we analyze the different distinctions of the Rishonim, we have to see which categories those distinctions fall into. Are they speaking to the safik? Are they speaking to the machzakos? Are they speaking to the tfisa? Or are they speaking to external considerations? So the first distinction that we'll look at right now is the distinction between a safek in mitzias and a sveka didina. We already saw the Rambam last week. We saw the Rambam in Niskei Mamon in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Rambam paskin that if you have a sveka didina, you have a safek toldas hakeren, safek toldas haregel birshus harabim. Okay, so we're not sure what kind of nezek this is. Is it told us a regel or told us hakeren? Told us hakeren is chayav b'rishus harabim. Told us a regel is pater b'rishus harabim. So in this kind of a safek chiyuv, does tfisa work? So on paskins, you're pater. But im tafas lo mafkina minei. So on paskins, that tfisa works in a sveka didina. The Ramban in our sugya and daf vav connects that psak of the Rambam with the suffix in the Gemara of Takvo Koin Motzin Miyada or Ein Motzin Miyada. Meaning, according to the Ramban, These two shilos, the shiloh of Sfeikat Dina and the shiloh of Sfeikat Metzias, are essentially the same suffix. So if I paskin takva motzi and miyado, when it comes to suffix b'metzias, hu adin when it comes to Sfeikat Dina. So therefore the Ramban says, since I'm paskining takfo motzi and miyado with Sfeikat Metzias, hu adin when you have a Sfeikat Dina. So the Ramban thinks that these are the same shiloh. The Shach in Takvo Kohen in Simin Hei, so he argues. He says it's true that the Rif might hold that in a Sveika Didina Takvo ain Motzi in Miyado. Because in a Sveika Didina, you have the right to be Tofes. When it comes to Takvo Kohen, so here the Rif would say Motzi in. And it seems like he's pointing to an external consideration of Tuvas Hana. So because over here you have Tuvas Hana and this Safek and Metzias. So therefore, Takvo Motzi in Miyado. But in normal cases, Sveika Didina, you would say Takvo Ein Motzi in Miyado.
Did you bring two Shachs together?
I think that's what the Shach says in Simen Hei. He puts them together. The Tuvas Hana point and the Sveika Didina point. Yeah. In Simen Vav, so the Shach comes. No, this is a Shach in Takvo Kohen. So Simen Hei, he's Mechalik to Nesveka Dina and Tuvas Hana. In Simen Vav, so the Shach argues in terms of your ability to be Toin Vadai.
Are you saying that he's Mechalik between Nesveka Dina and.
I believe that's what he says. Well, he's the way he sets up the distinction within the smag, I believe, is between a case of svach. The steer in the smag is Sveikat Dina versus Tuvas Hana.
Right.
Probably. I don't think he says it so explicitly. But yeah, you're probably right. In Simen Vav, the Shach has a different distinction. And the Shach says, in a Sveika Didina, so you're able to be Toin Bari. We have Machlokas had a Paskin. I could say Kimli, or I could say that the Halacha should be this way. When it comes to an objective Safek Imitzias, you're not sure which animal is the Bechor. So there's no way that you could be Toin Bari. It's an objective Safek. You don't have any privileged information about the case. So your Tainas Bari doesn't at all bear on the way we're going to look at the case. Besveka Didina. So you could say, Barili, that this is the Halacha, and your Tfisa will work. So therefore we're going to say, by Safek Bechor Motzi'in, because your Taina is meaningless. And Besveka Didina, we're going to say, Ein Motzi'in, because your Taina has the right to give you zchuyos. Now what's really interesting about the Shach, is that the Shach is assuming that when you have a Sveika Didina, so you have the right to throw in your own 2 cents. And I could have said that a Sveika Didina is an objective suffix. The Halacha is at a stalemate. So therefore, when you say Toin Bari, that the Halacha is this way, so that's totally meaningless.
Shach says about anyone?
Seems to be.
Are you telling that you have a right to grab, or are you just telling that it's yours and he owes you? And whether or not Safek Din, whether or not he's actually chayef to you, is separate.
So my impression is that he's talking about in terms of the Din. And not only that, the Shach says that's built into the notion of a teku. V'od nir be'inai l'chalik bein Safek Bechor l'teku. Divishlam Safek Bechor lo tali b'svara klal. There's no svara when it comes to the Safek Imitzias. You can never break the suffix. Listen to this. What's the problem with a teku? A teku just prevents you from paskening a din barur against something that they left bisafik. But if you're not paskening a din barur, All you're saying is that in this case, barely that this is a din, then you could be machria towards one direction. The reason why they left it peteku is so that kadesha im yitfo sa acher ein motzin miyado. Mash enkin besafek shino abrivchor mitzad atzmo. Yeah. Ram says the reason why Chazal left the peteku is so that you could say, Kimli, in this case, that this is the right din and this is how it should be.
Shach.
Imkein kol shetafas yachal hu lomar li'idach aisi esarai lahotzi ki amina hasvara emes kimo shani sover, because this is the right pshat.
Aren't you saying it horror?
Yeah, but there's a difference between, the shach seems to be distinguishing between when you have a teku, so Chazal or Chachmea HaGemara or post Gemara don't have the right to say this is the way we're paskening. You can't create a precedent. That's what teku prevents you from doing. But if it's a localized case, in this instance, Baralisha Svara Kane, so I could do it. And not only that, that's built into the notion of Teku.
Right. We're going to keep doing that.
Well?
Every time the case comes up, you're going to pass on the same way.
But he thinks that's why they did it.
And then, like, when the next guy comes along.
No, the only problem is that you can't create a precedent when you have Teku. But you can make localized Hachros in cases.
Who says this?
Shach, Simon Vav. So what we have here are two different considerations in the shach. In Simin Hay,
if the psak was against the tefi, because the shach says that the reason they left the teiku is that it even tofes lo mafina, what if the psak was against him?
What do you mean the psak was against him?
The guy
decided mafina. Could a dayan paskin in this case against he seems to be saying the Baal Din has the right to be towing here. The Tofes is the one making the claim. What? So we'll get to the Chachamim. So in Simon Hay, the Shach seems to be saying that the exception is the case of Tuvas Hana, the external consideration. In Simon Vav, the Shach seems to be arguing that the exception is Taina. When you're able to make a Taina, it's going to give you support, so then Ein Motzi in Miyad. And he has this chiddush about the built-in elasticity to the tekus of the Gemara. The Marshal in Yamshal Shlomo Debava Kama in Perek Bey Simen Hay. So he goes into a whole lengthy discussion of Sveika Dedinas. So first he quotes the Aruch and Abinu Chananel. They pask in them, and based off the Or Zeruah in our sugya, whenever you have a Sveika Dedina, so the din is Yachloku. Why would you say Yachloku as opposed to Motzmei Chavei Olav Arai in a Sveika Dedina? Gabi, what do you think? Why do you say achloku sveika dedina as opposed to motzmei chavei olav araya? Safek mitzias, so you're going to say pash the motzmei chaveiro. Sveika dedina, all of a sudden you're going to say achloku subsha.
It's a question there, Safek. Each have less of a claim to it, or more of a claim to you to say that.
So it seems, as far as we suggested in Shir the other day, is that when you have a Sveika Dedina, so both sides have rights to it. There's a Svara Lakan and there's a Svara Lakan. So it's this, always a Suffolk Ke'en Drar de Mamona. But it's a Suffolk, or you could say it a little differently, it's a Suffolk that's built into the Halacha. But if it comes to a Suffolk in Metzias, so it's not that each one has rights. The Shail is, it's a regular Suffolk, or Mesupak, who has any Zchus here. So then we're going to say, Motzmei Chaveiro Olav Araya. But a Suffolk that's built into the Halacha, or that there's each side has chuyos, strad lamona, then we're going to say achloku. But that's the extreme psak of the Aruch and Rabbeinu Chananel. Question?
Where does he set in rights?
What?
Why does he set in rights?
Well, let's say Rashi argues one way, and Rabbeinu Tam argues the other way. So Rashi is supporting Reuven, and Rabbeinu Tam is supporting Shimon.
Right, but only one of the threads still.
In Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
So I think we mentioned that maybe it depends on Elu Ve'elu.
Okay.
But you don't have to get into that.
Yeah.
Right? But the point is that when you have support for your tzad and you have support for this tzad.
Right, but that doesn't take away from the fact that only one of them is right.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe it does.
Without Elu Elu?
At what point does it no longer have something to
do? Certainly with Elu Elu, you're fine.
At what point does it no longer have something to
do? What do you mean?
There's always an argument.
What?
There's always going to be an argument.
In Halacha? I mean, with respect to what? There's some things that are Dvarim Muskamim. No?
Probably.
If you find like the...
Doesn't usually come to court.
What?
I said doesn't usually come to court.
A lot of things you'll find Haskam on. So I think you're fine in most cases. But the Marshal quotes that most Rishonim and Poskim and Gaonim, they're all of the opinion that a Sveika Dedina is not Yachloku, a Sveika Dedina is regular Motzi Mechaver al Varaya. Yeah. So he says, Kemat, everybody paskins that a Sveika Dedina is a Motzi Mechaver al Varaya. Within that, you have machlokas between the Rambam and Vayitosis and the Ramban, whether Tfisa works in a Sveika Dedina. He said, one machlokas what the din is by Sveika Dedina, Yachloku, or whether Motzi Mechaver al Varaya. And then within a Motzi Mechaver al Varaya, you have a shaila whether Tfisa is good or work. So according to the Rambam, by Tosel is Motziin. According to the Rambam, ain't Motziin. But then the Marshal says, Yesh l'chalik. If it's a deadlock that's built into the halacha, if it's a teku, so then we're going to paskin Motziin against the Shach. A suffix shall teku. Tafas Motziin. Why? Because it's a din that it has to be a suffix. So I can't be towing against the teku. The way the Marshal says is that any time someone's towing against the teku, they're essentially being cholik on Ravina and Ravashi. Because the Gemara says it's a suffix. So you can't say Kimli that it's not a suffix.
Is it in the Rama or they told in the Rama?
What?
Is it in the Rama or they told in the Rama?
He doesn't say. He seems to say that it's like a low pligi. He says, I think the din is like this. He's saying, they say this, they say that, but I think there's a compromise. So he thinks, so if it's a teku, send the dinis, tafas, motziin. But if it's an ibayid lo ifshita, or it's just that the Gemara leaves a sugya in a kasha, or maybe even a tiyufta, so the Marshal thinks, that then tfis is going to work. If the Gemara doesn't leave it as a stalemate, then you could say kimli atis is the halacha. If the Gemara paskins that it's a suffix, then you can't say Kimli, because then you're essentially being cholik on Ravina and Ravashi.
As the Yom Shul Shlomo says.
That's the distinction of the Yom Shul Shlomo of the Kama. Okay, now he quotes the Chumash HaDeshen and all the other late Rishonim who are cholik on this distinction.
Is he the Marshal, the same guy?
Who? Yom Shul Shlomo? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that? That resolve your...
Yeah.
Kimli, that the Yom Shul Shlomo and the Marshal are the same person. Right. So he has this Bam Chiddush to say that it depends on the nature of the suffix in the Gemara.
Is he trying to get offended to anyone, or are you just saying this is just right?
That's his, that he thinks it's right. He's striking out a new path. Now, what's interesting is, well, what's the chiluk of the Marshal? Is the Marshal saying a Chiddush about the rights of a person to be towing against halacha, to be towing against a kasha or a tiyufta in the Gemara, or is the Marshal saying a chiddush in terms of the nature of the suffix?
Meaning, when the Gemara left it, when the Gemara framed the suffix, how did they frame it? Meaning, if it was a teku, it's one type of suffix, but it's by the way, it's another type of suffix?
Right. Is the Marshal saying that there's a zchus that a person has to be toein kimli, which gives him rights to paskin against the halacha? Or is the Marshal really just saying that if the Gemara leaves it a suffix, then it's a very weak suffix? And on a very weak suffix, tfis is going
to
work.
But didn't the Yom Shul Shlomo also say that, let's say, the Dayan decides to paskin like the other shikha, then he can?
What do you mean, the Dayan?
Meaning, let's say the guy says Kimli like this, but the Dayan thinks that the Pesach of the Bayit Lo Shita Nigmar is like a different way that he could override.
Can he? Could be.
Does that have an effect or no?
Possibly, but I'll give you an afkamina. So an afkamina,
that's... Is that an afkamina?
It might be an afkamina, I'm saying. It might be. I'll give you a clear afkamina in the Marshal. Marshal's mechalik, and he says, you know what? You don't even have to be a Talmud Chacham Muflag to make this taina. Even an Amaretz could say, Kimli, that the halacha is Ke'abaye in this case. So we said, well, wait a second. If this is a halacha and your ability to, as a Talmud Chacham, or your ability to be Toei, and this is the way the halacha is, then of course this halacha should be limited to a Bar Samcha. It should be limited to somebody who's able to say, Kimli, that the halacha is like this. But if the Marshal is already extending this as a, this halacha to an Amaretz, who has no idea, you know, what the machlokes about told us a regel or told us a keren b'shus harabim is, so he can't. Why would he be able to say kimli that the halacha is that you're chayiv? So al karchach, what the Marshal seems to be saying is that a suffik that's left b'kashya in the Gemara is inherently a weaker suffik. And since it's inherently a weaker suffix, therefore tfisa is going to work.
Why can't I just say that it's a chiddush in kimle that the guy doesn't even have to know what's going on?
How could you say kimle? Believe me that the halacha is that you're chayiv.
That's not believe me.
You don't know
why
that.
Why can't I say that's the chiddush?
You don't even know what there are lama tas malachos on Shabbos.
It's not believe me. It's I'm paskin that way.
Who are you to paskin?
You know, obviously, if you're saying kimle, you know that it exists.
If you're not a Bar Samcha, you can't say, if you walk in to the Supreme Court and you say, you know, I think that Obamacare is illegal. And they say, well, this is the machlokas between the Gdolim. And you say, yeah, but kimli that Obamacare is illegal. And they say, why? And you say, I don't know, I'm Josh. So they'll laugh you out of the court.
But halacha, you can do that kind of thing.
That's the point.
You shouldn't be able to. So if it works, then it can't be because we're acknowledging Kimli of Josh Botwinick, as much as the halacha is machshavim. It's because in such a weak stuffik where the Gemara leaves it b'tzarachiyin, not b'teku, so then tefisa is going to work.
What do you mean by weak stuffik? What do you mean by weak?
Something that's inherently a stuffik like teku. So Chazal say there's no achra here. So when there's no achra, so then tefisa is not going to work, according to the Marshal. But if it's just a suffix where, oh, the Gemara is like, yeah, we hear it's Tzadim to go this way, we hear it's Tzadim to go that way, we don't know. It's not a stalemate, it's an abstention. So then you could say, oh, Kimli, that din should be this way.
You're saying...
Here?
Right here, now, I think that sort of
like
narrows the gap between the two sides.
But you hear that they're two different...
Sides.
Right.
A little bit of opposite perspective. Why is it like that the weaker suffix allow an
Amaretz? I think that's what Yosef is asking. I think that people would argue and say that maybe Dafka, like the Shach, might say that Dafka, you need something like a stronger suffix, like a Teku, to say that Tisa works. Right? But the way the Marshal sets it up is that no, Dafka, if it's an abstention, then you could say Kim like this side. Shmuel.
Like that side also, you'd be able to change your mind in a different
case. Pashtus, yeah. Right. You probably wouldn't have to be consistent. So Josh, when he's, before he goes to med school, and he's unemployed, so he could say, and he's living off at welfare, so he could say, Kimli, that Obamacare is good. And then when he becomes a doctor, and he's taking a significant financial cut over here, so he could walk into Supreme Court and say, Kimli, that Obamacare is bad, and they'd have to reverse their psak with respect to your collections. It's a good enough mean else, though. If it's a din on the suffix, you could do that. If it's a din in your right to be towing, Pashas, you wouldn't be able to. Good. So those are the distinctions of the Marshal. The Marshal also quotes the Tshuva of Marik in Tshuva Kuf Samich Vav, who seems to say that, let's say you have a machlokes of Rashi and Tosos, not necessarily a machlokes of Teku that you find in the Gemara, but a machlokes Rashi and Tosos about something. What? Yeah. Well, we saw a machlokes Rashi Tosos Sig de Dina. By the Sugyan Gittin on Daf. No, sorry. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Maram has this tshuva, and the tshuva is Maimonios. Machokas Rashi Tosos by Kodol and Gvar. But this time, you have Machokas Rashi Tosos. Marik says that's like a suffix of Teku. And who's Josh Botwinick to come along and say Kimli Kirashi? So the Marshal says that the only reason why the Marik said that is because he doesn't know of my distinction between Teku's and Ibai the Liv, she does. had he have known my distinction, then the Marik would have been Mode, that in the case of Rashi Vatosvos, I could say Kimli Kirashi.
But Marik says,
Marik says you can't nichnas, you can't be machnas roshcha bein hari agdol, bein har magdolim.
So it's certainly not Rashi, the Rashi knows this, and certainly not in take you when by the relationship.
Correct.
But where, yes. What do you say? You
so Marik just says, in the case of Rashi Tosfos, you can't be machria.
Marshall
says no, because that's more dome to a case. That's not a built-in suffix of the Gemara where anybody who argues on them is kecholik on Ravina and Ravashi. So Machol is Rashi and Tosfos. Is it side this way? Is it side that way? So Marshall says, yeah, of course I could say Kimli keachad mehem. As long as you're not being cholik on the Chachmei HaTalmud, you're fine. That's the distinction of the Shach. Yeah. Of the Marshal.
Is the Marshal arguing on the Marik, or is he saying the Marik
holds it? He's arguing on the Marik, but he's arguing that the Marik would have acknowledged his distinction. Marik says you can't do it.
But he says the Marik would really agree that you can't.
Right.
Had he only known the truth, the light.
Right. Also the Ram on the Tosa.
Yeah.
It would tell
me. Exactly. So that's the machlokas when it comes to Sveika Dedina. Okay, so you have a Shaili of the Shach who thinks that in every case of Sveika Dedina, in the case of a Teku, you could say, you could be Toein Bari, whereas in a Safek Mitzias, you can't. You have the Marshal who argues that it depends on the case. If it's a Teku, so then you can't because you're Cholik on Chachmei Talmud. If it's just a Yibayit Lo Ifshita or a Kasha in the Gemara, so then you have the right to say Kimli, and even if you're an Amaretz, and then if you have Machokas Rashi and Tosfos, or Machokas Rishonim, so you could say Kimli Ke'achad Mehem. Even though the Marik explicitly argues on that halacha. Good. So clearly that Machokas, or at least most of the Machokas when it comes to Sveika Dedina versus Safek and Mitzias, seems to be a function of the nature of the Safek. Right? Do you view the Safek Bedin as being of a qualitatively similar kind, the same variety as the Sveika b'Metzias? Okay, now it's true that some of them, you know, some of the Achronim seem to be arguing mitzad, not necessarily the Safek, but mitzad, your ability to be Toin Vadai. Right? But in terms of the Din, it seems to be that the Safek b'Metzias is a different kind of a Safek, or at least a Safek of a Teku, is a different kind of a Safek from either a Safek of Ibayit Lifshita or a Safek in Mitzias.
Is it that you have to be able to be Tomei Vadai, or you actually have to be Tomei Vadai? Meaning, in the case of a Chor, even if you want to be Tomei Vadai, you can't. I mean, like, in the case where, let's say, it's...
The Shach says you can't be Tomei Vadai in the case of a Chor.
Right. I'm saying, in the case where, let's say, you could be Tomei Vadai, but you're still Besafek about it. Is that okay, or you have to be also Tomei Vadai? Or just as long as you're able to have been Torah
Vadai. So I think the Marshal would basically say you don't have to.
Actually be Torah Vadai.
Yeah, because you're allowing an Amaretz to say what he wants in Kimli Ka'alacha. There's no reason why they should treat that as a Tainas Vadai.
No. So what I'm saying is like this. There's the Suffolk about Suffolk, who, like, he's the Suffolk, but who the Pasuk likes, so he's just saying Suffolk, then maybe Ka'alacha's like this guy. But there's also Suffolk of you're a bit misupak about necessarily what happened, but also about what the halacha would be in that case.
Sveika Mitzias and a Sveika Dedina?
Yeah.
That sounds unnecessarily complicated.
I'll try to find the case in the Marshal.
Okay, well, can we come back to it?
Yeah.
Okay. A Tainas Sheva is qualitatively different. Taina.
Right.
So you can't necessarily say that if we let an Amar do it, then we
can. Right, but I'm saying it's a chiddush to me that When Josh is towing Barili at the Constitution, says Obamacare is illegal.
Right.
So I don't. I mean, he says it with a lot of conviction.
Right.
But I don't think that, at least in terms of its epistemology, it's a Tainas Bari. He knows nothing about the Constitution. In terms of his knowledge, in terms of his source of knowledge, I can't say it's a Tainas Bari. He knows nothing about it.
But what he knows about is his Bari.
Yeah, but if I say that Obamacare is illegal, and you say, well, do you know anything about American law? And I say no. So is that a Tainas Bari?
I hear what you're saying.
Right? Right, or you come to court and they say, did you murder this woman? And you say no. And they say, where were you that night? And you say, I don't know, I was drunk, I don't remember a thing. So is that a tainas bari? Right, it's not about what you say with conviction, it's a question of how believable it is.
Right.
What force the taina has. Good. We're not choshesh that you did such a thing. So another very important distinction that the Rishonim bring up is the nature of the tfisa. Not the nature of the suffix, but the nature of the tfisa. Your physical grabbing of the object. So halachically, how do we assess that? So Tosos in our sugya asked the kasha from Daf Kuf Hey in Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Beis in Bava Metzia, and Tosos wants to know, over there, we say Tfisa works. Emotim Yada, Beis Hamercha. Our Gemara says Tfisa doesn't work. What's the solution? Tosos answers, V'yishlomar dehasam nichnas beheter, l'kach mahanya Tfisa also. Tosos suggesting that Tfisa works dafka when the Tfisa is done beheter. Tfisa that's not done beheter is not going to work. So first of all, it's just interesting that Tosos in Ksivis has the same kasha. He asked the question from Kuf Beis, and he answers, Lo kasha midi. Why? The ikal meimar de odi odile. No, maybe the fact that he chose to only be tovei him, b'sof achodesh, shows you that the masker was moded to the socher that he has rights. So it's not a din in tfisa that it was a tfisa beheter. It's a din in hoda. The masker was moded that he has rights to it. So those are two different ways of answering the kasha from the Gemara later on. So you could say, Tosus here has two deyas, whether tfisa beheter is a viable solution to tfisa lachar leidus hasafek. Say tfisa lachar leidus hasafek for now. So why should tfisa beheter, why should that help you? So what we could say, and this is what we suggested in Shir, is that the problem of tfisa, the reason why takfel kohen motzi and miyado, because your tfisa doesn't have a shame tfisa. It's not a legally sanctioned tfisa. It's a tfisa shelo kedin. Right now, it's supposed to be his. If you come along and you just grab it from his objects, that's not a legal seizure of the object. You had no right to do it. And if you have no right to do it, then there's no way that Beis Din could recognize your tfisa. This is the distinction that we keep saying in Shir between tfisa and alimus. One's just violence, it's vigilante law, and one of them is tfisa kedin. So the Taz in Simon Shin Tesvav in Yardea wants to explain the Manda Amar Takfo Kohen Motzi and Miado is since he had no rishus to take the object, so lo shma tfisa. If the tfisa has some legal basis, fine. When it's just done violently, so it's lav shma tfisa, and of course we're not going to recognize it in Beis Din. Essentially, it's just a maisa of gzela. We find a very similar distinction in the Shach. In Takfo Kohen Ospeis, in the Haggah from the Ben Ashach, and he, trying to be Miyashi the steer in the smag, suggests there's a difference between tfisa and tkifa. If you're tofe something, beheter, it came into your shus, birshus, with permission, so then the din is ein motzin miyado. So let's say the Yisrael gives the Kohen the set to watch. Gives him any bechor to watch, and then you have a suffix bechor that gives birth, and you're not sure which one is the whether it's a bechor or not. So since it's already it came into the kohen's rishus kedin, you gave it to him. So now he's just holding on to it. No other suffix. The Yisrael asks for it back, and the kohen says, "I'm not giving it back to you." But the maisa tfisa was totally beheter. So maybe over there you'll say tafso ein motzin miyado, but tkifa, which is not sanctioned al pi halacha, I can't physically grab it from your possession. So then we'll say motzian. Okay, so these distinctions are all running on the actual maisa tfisa. How do you view that kifa? The Chumash Hadashin in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, so he quotes this answer of Tosvos, and says that seems to be a very nice distinction. Chumash Hadashin, Simen Shin Chavas. It's a very nice distinction. Tfisa beheter should work, And tfisa shaloba heter shouldn't work. It makes sense, right? If I achieved it properly, if I acquired it properly, so we'll just leave it that way. Whereas a maisa gezel clearly can't be sanctioned for a tfisa lachar kach. Because, well, I don't understand. Why don't the other rishonim all buy into this distinction of tfisa beheter and tfisa shaloba beheter? Why don't they all say that, yeah, the Gemara on Daf Kuf Beis, why does Tosfos Ksuvos have to give this answer of Odi Odile? It seems pashut. I rented him the Beis HaMerchatz Beheter for 12 months. We have a Shaila on the 13th month, so it's Nichnas B'yad HaBirshus. That's not Tfisa. That's not Tkifa. That's Tfisa Birshus. Tfisa
okay
Beheter. What?
Is it so clear that it's Birshus?
Seems to be,
really
right?
Only got 12 months, so he shouldn't have gone there for 13.
But I only approach you after the 13th month. Right, it's Ba B'Sof HaChodesh. So why don't the other Rishonim buy into it? So the Shmuel Sadashin is mechalik between a tfisa beheter and a tfisa adaita sheyehe shelo. How did the socher, with what permission did the socher take the Beis HaMerchatz? But not adaita sheyehe shelo. He got it adaita de shelo pikadon. It's a schirus. He lent it to him. So bailos betoras sheela can't be transformed into a bailos betoras bailos. Just because I have rights to it as a shomer doesn't mean that now I have rights to it betoras being machrias fekos in my favor. So when it comes to a case of where, let's say, what he understands as sugya and bamitzia, a little after that, about where you have a suffix whether it's meyamai astira and astira meyamai, in a case of a mechira, where I'm giving him the chefetz, adaita shiyeh shalom, just a suffix about how much I meant. So that's a real nesina. That's not even tfisa birshus. That's no sin lo adaita shiyeh shalom. That kind of tfisa will say ein motzin miyado. But a tfisa, adaita deshelo pikadon, that's not sanctioning a tfisa b'chlal. So according to the Shmuel Sadashin, so it's not sufficient to mechal k'tin heter and shelo beheter. It's a question of adaita shiyeh shelo versus birshus. Birshus is insufficient.
The miracles would be what?
Because he wanted it.
So
that
is
considered
adaita shiyeh shelo? No. The base HaMerchatz distinction is... Yeah. The reason why he thinks people don't like that distinction of Tosos is because he thinks that's only adaita deshelo pikadon. I'm giving it to him to use for a little bit. And so giving him to use for a little bit isn't going to work to say, oh, now Tisa works for Bailos. No, he's saying, why don't they answer that kasha from Kuf Beis the way Tosis does? Seems to be a very obvious distinction. And so saying, no, giving you rights of usage for a certain amount of time can't translate into a zchus that you have, l'inyan. One of them is rights of usage, and one of them is that it should be yours.
Where's an example of that it should be yours?
So that's what he quotes, the case of Mea Mai Astira Astira Mei Mai. Or I'm giving you a certain amount of
that's
money.
Halva, right?
I'm not sure if it's a halva or a mekachumemkar. I think it's a mekachumemkar case in the Gemara.
So that's why the Merchant's guy can keep it?
No, so he thinks that's why the chiluk of beheter is not sufficient to explain why the Beis HaMerchatz guy could keep it.
Because this is still working against him.
Right. Because it's true that I gave it to you birshus, but I never gave it to you that it should be yours.
So then why can't he keep it in the end?
What?
So then why can't he keep it in the end?
So you have to come on to other distinctions, right? Like Tosling Sivis maybe of Odi Odile. It's interesting, I think the Kunshas Fekos points this out, that if you look at the Ramban on Daf Vav, at the end of his piece, so when the Ramban quotes the sugya of Mei Mai Yastira, so he says, Gabi Yastira Mei Mai, the Itaf is Lomafkina Mine Pirush the Pirusha, the Ramban is explaining the riff, and he says, the reason why Im Tafso, Ein Motzi in Miyado, because Ve'im Nasan Lo Mei Mai Birtsono, since he willingly gave him the extra amount, so that's why he gets to keep it. But it's not because he got it beheder. When I give the Beis HaMerchatz to the socher, so I'm not willingly giving him the extra chodesh. There's no concession on my behalf. When I willingly give him the larger amount of payment, so then we say that's a tfisa beratzon. It's not just a tfisa beheder. That's the distinction of the Chumash HaDashen. So I think the Chumash HaDashen maybe have been medayik. I don't remember exactly. Been medayik from this Ramban that he uses the lashon nasan lo me'amai b'rtzono. That's a din in ritzoi. It's not a din in beheter. Different distinction.
They even push it that by a shomer, the object that shomer lashing is in his rishos.
That's the distinction we'll talk about in a minute. How strongly do you say kolecha de'isa b'shishas de'mara isa? Right. So that's clearly part of this discussion. The way we said it in Shir is you can mechalik in three different categories. You can mechalik between bailos, milve, and pikadon. So pikadon, you might say kolecha de'isa b'shishas de'mara isa. All you are is a shomer. It doesn't give you bailos. So even though the pikadon is technically b'shishas a shomer, in terms of the bailos, it belongs b'shishas a mafkid.
That's right. This distinction, yeah, would make sense.
What?
That would
work against Tosis a little bit.
Against the distinction that,
against
the
distinction. Right.
Yeah.
And then you have the next level. You have milve. Milve is in terms of the chayfets milve lo tzadnin. No. So right now, for the interim, the bailus is fully transferred over to the love. He just has a chayv to repay you. So in terms of the chefta is totally b'rishas halove. In terms of the chiyuv really belongs to the malve. And he has the rights to the money. If you're talking about bailos, so bailos is a full nesina. So you might have an afkamina in terms of ours. So again, you have an afkamina in terms of tfisa of milva yishana, and you'll have an afkamina in terms of halach. That's where the distinction between pikado and milva and bailos come into play. What? Who also has a similar distinction?
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Right.
So, it's not
based on the Ramban here, but he definitely had a Ramban of Bechoros. Works out nicely for Shita, so. Weird like that. Good. So that's the question of Tfisa Birshus. Do you acknowledge Tfisa Birshus as being a good way of surmounting Motzi and Miyado? Okay, so we've said that's good. That's not a function of the Suffolk. That's a function of whether you're Mechalik between a ma'isa alimus and a legal tfisa. Now then we have the shaila, which is possibly another distinction, between tfisa beheter and a tfisa kodem and la'achar leidas asafik. So Tosus, for example, Tosus in our sugya, when they ask the kasha from the treyuchay of the gemara in ksuvis, the Tosus mechalik, and says, in the case of ksuvis, maybe the tfisa was kodem leidas asafik. So when you have a tfisa kodem leidas asafik, so then we'll say ein motzin miyado. If you have a tfisa la'achar leidas ha-safek, then we'll say motzin miyado. So what's the chiluk? What difference does it make? So you might have said that maybe this is just another way of reiterating the chiluk of beheter and shelo beheter. If you're tofes, kodem leidas ha-safek, so right now I'm tofes when I have a star that says I'm owed money. So that's a tfisa beheter. Tfisa was supportive to Adim. But then, lachar leidas ha-safek, once you have an error of Beis Edim denying that the shtar is kosher, so then now your tfisa will be shelo b'rishus. Okay, so it's possible to try to reduce the safek of the chiluk of kodem leidas ha-safek and lachar leidas ha-safek into the chiluk of tfisa beheter and tfisa shelo beheter. Now you have big machlokas in the achronim. Tosos here has two dayas. One day is kodem leidas ha-safek and lachar leidas ha-safek. And then he also has this daya, at least Tosin Ksuvis has a daya of Toein Bari and Ein Toein Bari. And Tosin here has another distinction about maybe arguing on Rashi. So it's big machlokes in the Achronim, according to Kunshas Tzveikos in Klal Gimel Simen Aleph, as to whether or not these two dayas and Tosos are arguing with each other. Do you have two dayas and Tosos whether Tfisa Kodam Leidas HaSafik works? Or does every day Antosis acknowledge that of course Tfisas Kodem HaSafek works? Tosis is also giving an alternative way of reading the sugya. Okay, so you have Machlokas Achronim, whether or not there's a Machlokas Antosis as to whether Tfisa Kodem Leidas HaSafek works. In any event, the Rosh and the Shinuch Betzes and Ksuvis and Daf Chav quote the Rama and Rabbeinu Yonah, who are explicit that Tfisa, Kodam Leidus HaSafik, does not help you. So at least according to one day in Tosfos, Tfisa, Kodam Leidus HaSafik works. According to the second day, according to the Rama and Rabbeinu Yonah, no way. Even later, even Kodam Leidus HaSafik, so that means that right now, Bishas Tfisa, so what I'm doing is Kedin. I have a shtar that says I'm able to be Gova. And now, if an hour later, two Edom come and passel the shtar, so Motzi and Miyado. So let's think about it for a second. So if we're interested in terms of the viability of the Tfisa, was it legally sanctioned? So then Tfisa, Kodam Leidus HaSafik, should be a fine Tfisa. The Maisa was done somewhat behead there. So then the Chori, you should say that, yeah, before Kodam Leidus HaSafik is totally fine. So why would you argue? So the Chori, if you argue, you say that what's at stake here is not the legality of the Tfisa. What's important for us is the way the Safik interacts with the Tfisa. If you have a tefisa kodem leidus hasafik, so it's true that bishas tefisa, the tefisa was beheter and was fine, but that's not important. What's important now is that you have an objective safik that's being soser the tefisa. Meaning, tefisa would never work in a case of sfeikos. Right, but if you said the Adarman and Ben Yona, it means that in the case of a Safik, Tfisa can never help you. So this is still a case of Safik. It's true that in terms of the chronology, that Tfisa wasn't done with Safik. But when a Tfisa conflicts with a Safik, the Safik wins. Matzim Miyada. Within Tosfos, Yesh Lachkor, is Tosfos still holding that it's all about the Maisa Tfisa? Right? Or is Tosfos holding that it's all about the Safik overriding the Tfisa? And Tosfos just argue and say that when you do the Tfisa before the Safik, so the Safik never interacts with the Tfisa. And therefore it's going to work. When the Tfisa is Lachar, later it's a Safik, so you have to factor in. There's going to be a clash between the Safik and the Tfisa. Okay? And then I'm saying that's important, Nafkamina, as to whether you think that the distinction of Tfisa Beheter, Tfisa Shalom Beheter, is the same distinction as Tfisa Kodam later Safik and Tfisa Lachar later Safik. If you take the latter read of Tosfos, that's not about the Maisa Tfisa, it's about when does the Tfisa have to take into consideration the fact that there's a Safik here. And if the Tfisa was before the latest Safik, then the Tfisa never conflicts with it. When the Tfisa is done Lachar, latest Safik, and they do conflict, right? If that's the approach you want to take in Tosfos, then clearly Tosfos' distinction of Tfisa Beheter is a different distinction from the Tfisa of Kodam and Lachar, latest Safik. Right? Because the case of Beis HaMerchatz is clearly a Tfisa La'achar Leidus HaSafik, but it's a Tfisa Beheter. Good. Now here you also have to raise an important question about what's the definition of Tfisa La'achar Leidus HaSafik. So, for example, the way it works out in the case of Ksuvis is that the Tfisa Kodem Leidus HaSafik is being sanctioned by the Mitzias Kodam Leidus HaSafik. Right now the Malva has a shtar, and the shtar is supporting the claim of the Malva. But let's say you have the exact opposite case, which you easily could have in terms of the Chiluk. Let's say you have a Tfisa Kodam Leidus HaSafik, where the Mitzias Kodam Leidus HaSafik is totally against the Tofes. Let's say I'm Tofes something from Avinom's Rishus, then an hour later we have a Safik. Let's say you have a Safik Nezikin, Safik Chiv Nezikin, after Am Tofes. So it's a Tfisa Kodam Leidus HaSafik. If anything, the Safik helps the Tfisa, doesn't hurt it. So what would you say in that case? Would you say, according to Tosos, that in that case, Tfisa Kodam Leidus HaSafik works?
In that case, also the
Mitzias
help the Tfisa.
There, the Mitzias before the Safik helps the Tfisa. In the case of the Nezikin, I'm Tofes before the Nezek, and then you have a Safik Nechiv Nezikin.
Right, okay. So
So they're the mitzias before the tvisa is a maisa gezel.
Right, okay.
And the suffix helps you. So it also have the same chiluk of tvisa according to the latest suffix and lachar latest suffix. When the latest suffix now is dafka helping the toface. So if you want to say that somehow it's about the interaction between the tvisa and the suffix, and whether the tvisa has to take into consideration the suffix, or whether the suffix has to take into consideration the tvisa, then maybe it makes sense to machalik the opposite way. But if it's about beheder, then clearly you can't say that tvisa kodem leidus suffix is more beheder when the tvisa kodem leidus suffix is totally beheder. So here the Kunshat Tzvekos in Simon in Klal Gimel Simon Vav has two deyas. He himself thinks it's never pashut that tfisa kodem leidus hasafik. That distinction is only when the mitzias helps the tofes. But if the tfisa is what? When the mitzias kodem leidus hasafik helps the toface. When the mitzias, not the suffix, not the latest suffix, when the mitzias kodem leidus hasafik helps him. The latest hasafik is hurting him. But if the latest hasafik is helping him, the hainu that the mitzias bishas tfisa is against him, then of course you're not going to say ein mitzim miyada. This is the Kunshas Tzvekos in Gimel Vav. Here, Amna Manias Daiti Nira, the Tvisa Kodim Shinolat Asafik Lo Mahani, Elohecha Sheholad Asafik Kuli Grey Asad Hatofes Umal Yusad Idach. It's only going to help you when the latest Asafik is hurting you, which means that the Tvisa was sanctioned Bishas Maisa. But then he goes on and he says, Hu Pashat Le Daiti? Masha Inke in Lehepech Da Asafik Nolad Lut Tivusa Da Hatofes Kuli Grey Asad Idach. And he quotes this case and he says, Hasam no la safik lamal yusada tofes. The kodem shehiziko ze lohoila tofes immediate tapas, shum jar mamona. Afiduhachi dan la harab the tvisa the kodem asafik. He goes to Sheris Yosef, who seems to assume that, yeah, a tvisa begezel, essentially, a tvisa without any permission is going to work as long as it's kodem asafik, even though the latest asafik is the thing that's giving you rights. But I'm telling you, it can't be a function of how much of the tisa is. That's clear.
Is that more like a procedural issue then?
What?
Does that sound more like a procedural issue then?
I would say that it means that a tfisa can't work to be machriya safik, right? But if the tfisa is somehow divorced from the safik, then it could work. So it's paradoxical that somehow a tfisa that's totally not beheder is going to help you.
But it's not totally divorced, really, but if it
were, then... Right, otherwise it would be gezel.
Yeah.
Right. So the latest the safik definitely, ultimately, is what's allowing you to keep it. But the tfisa can't be what's being machriya the suffix for you. So what it tells you is that if you have a suffix, so it understands the distinction is when you have a suffix, so it's a din suffix. You can never resolve that by defying it and being tofesh shloka din. Right? But at the same time, if your tfisa preempts the suffix and the tfisa is not the solution to the suffix, so then you could keep it bershuscha, even though it was initially tain shalokidin. So it's the exact opposite of the taz, essentially. For the taz, the reason to say motzin miyado is because lo shma tfisa. Here it's clear that it's lo shma tfisa because it's maisa gezel, but yet the fact that it's in your reshus, when the suffix was nolad, means that you could keep it. Maybe you could say it a little differently, and you could say it's about the metaphysics of the motzin mechaber al varaya. If motzin mechaber al varaya goes into effect bishas leiras ha-suffik, then right now, the fact that this is a nirashus means That's where it's frozen. Whereas if Mutzmi Chavir Alav Araya means whoever has a Nirushus, nothing to do with the Shas Leidus HaSafik, then it doesn't. Hey, it wouldn't help you. That's probably a good interpretation. There's also another way of understanding the distinction between Tvisa Kodem Leidus HaSafik and Tvisa Lachar Leidus HaSafik. We pointed out that when you look at the Gemara in Kuf Gimel, so you have machlokas between Rav Nachman and Shmuel. According to Rav Nachman, it's always Bershus HaMaskir, because Karka is always Becheskas by Lea. So we said, wait a second, so maybe this depends on how we view the Safek. Is the Safek on the Chiyuv Tashlumin that the Socher has to pay the Maskir for the extra month? In which case, you would say that the socher is muchzak on the mouse. Or do you say that the safek is really on the rights of usage of the karka? If the safek is on the rights of usage of the karka, then the karka is always bechezkas by lev. And the maskir is going to be muchzak. So here it's complicated. So the mouse is muchzak biyada socher, and the karka is muchzak biyada maskir. So where do you go? So the Kuntzla Tzvekos suggests in Klal Gimel Simon Beis that maybe the time of the Tvisa, the time of the Tviya, the moment of the latest HaSafik, is going to determine whether or not the Diyun is on the Karka, or whether the Diyun is on the Tashlumin. If the Tviya is B'tchilas HaChodesh, so then the question is on the karka. Right now we have a shaila, do you have rights of usage? And karka becheskas by leo modas. If the tviya is besofa chodesh, so then the safek is really about the chiyuv tashlumin. The guy already lived here. He's tovel you at the end, pay me for the karka. So if the latest safek falls out on tashlumin, so then we'll say it's kul l'socher. Because the socher is the one who's considered muchzak. So I think he was suggesting is that sometimes the question of tfisak of kodem leidus hasafik and la'achar leidus hasafik is not so much a criterion for determining whether tfisa works or tfisa doesn't work. Sometimes it's going to depend. It's going to transform how we view the whole leidus hasafik on the case. Is the safik on the karak or is the safik on the tashlumin? And as a nafgamina to what the safik is on. So then sometimes Tfisa would work and sometimes Tfisa wouldn't work. So sometimes Tfisa Kodem Leidus HaSafik and Lachar Leidus HaSafik is not about Motzin Miyado or Ein Motzin Miyado. It's goof about what the Safik in the case is on. And then Memelu, you'd say, if he's Toveihim, Besof HaChodesh, so you'd say that the Tfisa is really Kodem Leidus HaSafik. Because now the Dion is really on the most that he's Mukhzak on. And Memelu, it's going to be Ein Motzin Miyado. But not because of a Din and Hilchos Tfisa, only because of a din in what the whole court case is about. Yeah.
I thought it was the Kuntzla's, but we wrong. We understood that Rav Nachman didn't really disagree with Shmuel. He just thought in this specific case, this was a case of karka.
Yeah, we'll get to karka in Talmud. We'll get there. This is an objective question. Karka here happens to be relevant because the shaila, is it on the karka or is it on the... Karka is becheskas by la'ah and the tashlumin is becheskas. You could really technically have it in any case of skiros.
Right?
You could say the metalten are kol echadisa b'shus edemarisa and the tashlumin is b'shus ha'socher. Right? So this is in the Kuntzla Tzvekos in Gimel Beitz. Where he has this nice distinction that sometimes the latest suffix, lachar latest suffix, is going to determine the whole nature of the case. So then we have another distinction. Are we machalik between a stam suffix, where we're not sure what the halacha is, where we're not sure who owns the object, versus the case of a suffix betray utray, where you have evidence going in both directions. You have trey saying chiv and trey saying ptur. So this distinction is raised by the Ramban in order to answer the theory to the Gemara in Ksuvis. And the Ramban says, well, the reason why over there Tfisa works is because that's a case of Tfisa b'Trei U'Trei. So why does Trei U'Trei make a difference? So the Ramban says, Maybe it's because we hold that Treyu Trey is Sveika Doraisa. The Machlokas in the Gemara, Treyu Trey is Sveika Doraisa or Sveika Drabanan. Which means when you have a stira of Trey Edim against Trey Edim, so does that create a Safek Midoraisa? Meaning that you no longer rely on any previous Chazakos? Or is that Safek only Midrabanan? Meaning that really, it's really you know what the din is because you have a Chazaka de Meikara. The Safek created by Treyu Trey is only Midrabanan a Safek. So, which means you have machlokes in Treyu Trey, do the two edim undermine the chazaka, the previous existing chazaka, or do they not undermine the previously existing chazaka? That's a different question from the question of Treyu Trey's command to Issa or command to Issa. Treyu Trey command to Issa means that when you have two edim against two edim, you assume that all four edim are still being made. So you have two being made, yes, two being made, no. Whereas Treyu Trey command Leisa means that when you have a contradiction in Edus, you throw all the Edom out. Now they're related in the sense that if you hold Treyu Trey command Leisa, you'd be much more notea to say, you'd be much more notea to say that the Chazaka de Meikara is still in force because you threw out the Edom. Whereas if you hold Treyu Trey command Leisa, they're still being made against, you have two Edom being made against the Chazaka de Meikara, so then you'd be more notea to say that the Chazaka de Meikara is gone. So this is important because the Ramban in our sugya says this is because of Treyu Trey Safek Doraisa. Meaning, it's true that Tfisa doesn't work against a Chazaka of Motzmei Chaver Alav Araya, but now that you have two Edim who knocked out the Chazaka de Meikara, Tfisa is going to work. Because the Tfisa is not conflicting with any Motzmei Chaver Alav Araya. The Motzmei Chaver is gone. Because the Chazaka de Meikara is gone. The Ran... That's saying Sveika Doraisa. Because the Trey Edim knock out the Chazaka de Meikara.
How does the command Issa command Leisa play?
We'll get that in a second. So I'm saying that in general, the Shaila, whether Treyu Trey command Issa command Leisa is totally the same machlokes as Treyu Trey Sveika Doraisa Sveika Drabana. The Ramban here seems to make it a function of Treyu Trey Sveika Doraisa because you're wiping out the Chazaka de Meikara. Tfisa is going to work such that Ein Motzi Miyado when it's not conflicting with Hamotzi Mechavero. That's the Ramban. The Ran formulates it a bit differently. The Ran has the same problem. The Ran has the same problem, but he answers Yeshlomah the chol treyu trey lor min and uki milsa cheska kama mishum de vechol trey minayu samchinon bivadai the eno bedin shenotzi mavon mershus hatofes kiven shebeiz edim meidim kidvarav. Meaning, for the Ramban, the reason why the tfisa works in the case of ksuvis betreyu trey is because the tfisa is sanctioned by the edos of two edim. Two Edom are saying that there's a shtar. So when your tfisa is supported by two Edom, so we're not going to be motzi miyado. So the Ramban and the Ran are approaching this from two different angles. The Ramban is saying the reason why tfisa works is because the tfisa is not conflicting with any previous muchzakos. The Ran is saying the reason why the tfisa works is because the tfisa is supported now by Beis Edom. So put differently, the machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran seems to be, what's the problem with Tfisa such that Motzi and Miyado? According to the Ramban, it's because of the opposition. You can't have a Tfisa when the other guy wins based off Motzi Mechaveri Ola V'Raya. So if you have no more Motzi Mechaveri Ola V'Raya, the Tfisa is going to work. According to the Ran, it's because your Tfisa is Shelo Kedin. Can't just go and grab something. Ah, but now that you have two Edim who are made, that you have the rights to Tfisa, so then your Tfisa is going to work. And in Melein, we'll see in Miyado. So you might have two different perspectives in what the problem of Tfisa in the first place is. What?
Is that part related to the
Isa? Ah, so the Ran seems to be arguing that Treyu Trey command the Isa, and that's why it works. If you say Treyu Trey command Leisa, so you're throwing out all the Edus. So you no longer have two more Edim who are supporting your claim. The Ran is saying, since Treyu Trey command Issa, and you always have two Edim supporting what you say, the melee or Tfisa works. But they're emphasizing different aspects of Treyu Trey is indicative of their two different approaches to Takfo, Motzi, and Miyado in general.
Right, but I could still hold the idea that Issa matches up with Melchizedek.
That's a question of emphasis here. Now, there's an important question also that this Ramban raises. Yeah, Isaac.
Only you said, does that mean that you you more inclined to say that either Buya means that or we in a personal talk to Ramban? Meaning, he doesn't agree to the Ramban's idea that Kisa versus Mad is just about the personal talk to just weaken.
Or that this is not so much a stira to the first Masakos. Meaning it's consistent with the Neshamot Mechaber El Baraya. Not to say that it's a Tvisa Kedin, but because you're not going against his Masakos. If it's only an interim Tvisa, so it's not a stira to Mot Mechaber El Baraya. Because there still will be a raya that's brought. It's only benayim. Right? Otherwise, because otherwise you're saying the Ramban's emphasizing two different points. Right here. Good. So the Ramban's point here, or at least his formulation, takes a stance on another important distinction in the world of Chazakos. That the way the Ramban phrases this Treyu Trey issue, he says that since we find that Treyu Trey works, afilu b'isurin, to knock out Chazaka de Meikara, so Hu Adin is going to knock out the Treyu Trey, the Chazaka de Meikara Mamanis. Right? So Kunsha Tzvekos jumped on this to try to show, at least in his Maskana, that Treyu Trey, that the Chazaka of Marakama is distinct from the Chazaka of Isurim. Because Ramban is saying, since Treyu Trey knocks out a Chazaka of Isurim, Kol Shekein is going to knock out a Chazaka of Mamanis. You couldn't have a Kol Shekein if there were two different breeds of Muchzakios. So it seems like the Ramban is acknowledging that the Chazaka of Isurim is distinct from the Chazaka of Mamanis and that it's stronger.
It's not
the Ramban is saying it is distinct because the Ramban is saying it's a Kol Shekein. It can only be a Kol Shekein if there are two different levels of Muchzakos.
Oh,
right? There's no, Treyu Trey knocks out a Chazaka de Meikara of Isurim. Kol Shekein is going to knock out a Chazaka de Meikara of Mamanis. Okay. Now the Kunsha Tzvekos initially says, oh, you see that the Ramban thinks of the same thing, like Shmuel just said, oh, because it works for both of them. And then he says, no, the fact that he distinguishes in terms of the level of the Muchzakos, right, how obvious it is that it should work, you see that they are two different concepts.
Yeah.
Right. So here I believe the way we explain this is that for the Ramban, the Chazaka de Meikara Nisurim is a real status. If we have a Chazaka that this is treif meat, so now the Halacha recognizes it Api Din as being treif meat. Whereas the Chazaka de Meikara and Mamanis means that, oh, last known information about Bailos was that it was his. So we're not going to actively take it away from his Rishos. Meaning it's not that now there's a din, oh, this object belongs to Reuven because the last testimony we had was that it's his. It means that Bezin's going to assume Hamutzi Mechaveru all of Araya. We're not going to take it out of the Rishos that it's in. It's a presumption. We're not saying that now there's a status that this is his Bailos. Whereas the Isurim are saying the Chazaka could create that this is now Trey for me. So if Treyu Trey could undermine or could knock out a real din, Muchzakos, of Trey for me, Kol Shekein, it could change Bezdin's attitude and say, oh, we're not going to give it back to the Marakama. But, we suggested that you might say the exact opposite. Treyu Trey might only work to knock out things that are of a similar kind. So when you have Trey Edim against Mea Edim, it's a contradiction. Because Mea Edim work in the same with the same mechanism as Tu Edim. Trey Kamea. So if you're working Betoraz Birur, the objective question as to what is this thing, Trey Kamea. So a Chazaka that's telling you this is Treif meat, and Tu Edim are telling you this is Treif meat, so maybe the Trey Edim contradict the Chazaka of Treif meat. So you'll say Treyu Trey Sveka Daraisa. But if the Chazaka is just an operative assumption of Bezdin, then it never contradicts with the actual Haggadah's Edus of the Edim. The Edim are telling you it's not his. The Chazaka is not telling you it's his. The Chazaka is telling Bezdin, when you implement Din, follow the Chazaka. You can say it's not a Birur, it's a Hanhaga. So if that's the case, then you might hold Treyu Trey Sveka Daraisa when it comes to Chazaka Bisurin, because it's a contradiction. But Treyu Trey would only be Sveka Drabanan when it comes to Mamanis. Because the Beis Edim never contradict with the, they never contradict the Tliya, the Hanhaga, of the chazaka. So if that's the case, then you could argue on the kol shekein of the Ramban. Okay. So then the Ramban has another distinction. And the Ramban argues that maybe when it comes to milsa d'avida d'gluye tfisa woodwork. Why? So Ramban quotes the Gemara in Kufyud, where the Gemara has a lashon of atshuche beidina trei zimni lo matrachinan. We don't want Bezdin to have to do something twice. Now, bepashtus, this would fall into the category of external considerations acting on tfisa. Normally, tfisa doesn't work. But since atshuche beidina trei zimni lo matrachinan, why should Bezdin have to emotzi miyado? And then, 10 days later, when we're going to have a birur, put it back biyado. So why not just wait? So the pashas, this would fall into like the category of tuvas hanah, where it's an external consideration. The problem is that when you read the Ramban, so Ramban does two interesting things. A, he begins talking about milsa davidi legluye, which is the lashon of the Gemara, something that's going to have a birur. We're just waiting around till it's mivurar. And B, milsa, that's efshar levar. It's possible that there will be some sort of birur. Now those are two different categories. I understand saying atchuche beidina trei zimni lo matrachinan when it's milsa davidi levrure, because you're projecting the fact that you're going to have a birur and Bezin's going to have to do something twice. But if it's only a milsa de efshar levarer, there's a 1 in 200 possibility that this will be mevurar, as unlikely as it is, but it's just possible that there'll be a birur. So why is that atchuche beidina trei zimni lo matrachinan? The probability is that you won't have a birur. So the Ramban begins talking about milsa davidi legluye. But then on the bottom of page mem, hey, the Ramban says, no, alma milsa de efshar legluye lo mafkinan. So how could the Ramban make that transition? And then even the way the Ramban defines what's considered a milsa de efshar levrure, the Ramban on page mem vav in the black Rambans, so the Ramban says that a case of trey utrey is considered a milsa de efshar milsa davidi legluye. If trade, I'm saying yes, trade, I'm saying no. Why is that milsa davidi legluye? So Ramban says, oh, because maybe you'll have odas baldin, even though Edom can't do anything. It's a very peculiar definition of milsa davidi legluye, because maybe he'll turn around and be moda. So what we suggested was that the Ramban's not talking about atshuche beidina trei zimni lamali as being an external consideration. The Ramban's saying that milsa davidi legluye is itself a shear in the ma'aseh tfisa. If my tfisa is going to be definite, so then tafas mafkinan minei, because it could be tofes l'olam vaed. So it's Bezin's responsibility to be mafkinan minei. But if it's a milsa davidi legluye, and by definition, or at least it has the capacity to only be an interim tfisa until we have more rayas, so then Bezin doesn't have the responsibility to unzi miyado. Because there's a presumption, or at least there's a possibility, that there'll be a real birur, and the tfisa is only interim. So it's not that atshuche beidina trei zimni lamali, and therefore we're not going to do it. It's that since Bezin doesn't really have a responsibility to this case, because the tfisa is only interim, so therefore we have the right to say atshuche beidina trei zimni lamali. Why matriach Bezin in a case where they're not really zakuk to it? So for an interim, tfisa tafas ein motzi in miyado. Now you could ask a question, is that because the tfisa now is more beheter, which is what Isaac was assuming before, or is that because an interim tfisa doesn't necessarily contradict a motzi mechaber al avaraya? Because there's a high possibility that it'll go back to the initial bialin. So in light of what the Ramban was saying by trei utrei, that it's all about not being so sosar the initial muchzakos, I would say that over here, the interim tfisa, a tfisa that would be final and conclusive, that's a stirata, hamotz mechaber alavaraya. But a tfisa that's only going to last for until the next birur comes, so that's not so sosar the initial rishus of the hamotz mechaber alavaraya. And that's why you could say also that we don't, a milsa davidi legluye will also be defined in a weaker sense. Because it's not about our projecting whether or not there'll be a birur. It's about defining the nature of the tfisa. So if this tfisa is in the category of tfisas that are omed lebiror, nitan lebiror, so then we can leave it b'shus heicha dekaima. Okay, so just, it's a very similar methodologically, it's a very similar analysis to the shita of the Maharshal. Once it's only a safek, once it's a sveka de dina, that's not a teku, so we don't care whether or not you actually could say kimli. We don't care whether you're Talmud Chacham. The point is that now it's only a safek, that's lachar chasimas a Talmud. It's a safek that's not so ser the chasimas a Talmud. So we don't care whether or not you could say kimli. That's the nature of the safek and the tvisa. Over here also. It's not about whether it's actually, we're projecting that we assume it'll be mevurar. It's about the nature of the safek and whether or not it's omed, omed labira and omed leguye. So now you have another distinction that the Achornim really raised and echoed in the, it might be the Ramban, between not the nature of the tvisa, not the nature of the safik, but the nature of the muchsakus. The Ramban, in his whole discussion here on Daf Vav, the Ramban is very clearly distinguishing between tvisas karkos and tvisas metalfalin. And the Ramban says that all these chilukim, the milsa davida leguye, v'chule, they're only with respect to tvisas metalfalin. But tvisas karkos, it seems, will always say motzi and miyada. So why? What's the distinction between tvisas metalfalin and tvisas karkos? Distinction seems to lie in the nature of the muchzakos that one has on the object. So since a tvisas metaltlin is always defined more locally, it's wherever it is right now, so then we're going to say, im tafso maybe ein motzi in miyado. Because now you could shift the motz mecha b'ral v'raya. But karka, where the nature of the muchzakos is always defined in a much deeper way, It's not defined by who's toface right now. It's always defined by muchzakos and who has a real connection to the karka. So then if you come and you're toface the karka, so that's never going to be motzi from the muchzakos of the markama. That's what we say. Rav Nachman says karka is always considered birshus abaylam. So you have an important distinction that karka always takes gimel shanim to be muchzak. Karka, you always need a taina in order to be muchzak. Kol chazaka she'eni mataina is not a chazaka. And Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that for metaltlin, you never need a taina. For karkos, there's no way. Physically being in the karka is not a muchzakos and karkos. Part of being muchzak is that you also have a valid claim. As that metaltlin, it's a different kind of muchzakos, so you don't need a taina. So the Kunshas Sveikos is very big into this chiluk. The Ramban is into this chiluk. It seems to be the Pashas on the Gemara on Kuf Gimel. So it seems that Tvisa Bikarkos is never going to work. The whole Shiloh is only when it comes to Metaltlin. Tosas on Daf Kuf Gimel is important. Chiluk between Karka and Metaltlin when it comes to Machring Asafik. I think Gemara is a stira between a case where you say, Karkoi ani mocher lecha, I'm selling my lands to you, my fields. So the Gemara says that we assume it means you're only selling him two karkos, you're selling him two fields. Our Gemara in Bava Mitzia seems to assume that when I say, lend me a shovel so that I could plant my pardesai, so we assume that it means kol pardesai de islay, every pardes that he has. I say, lend me a shovel to work my entire real estate. So why is that? How come in Bava Basra and in Mechira we say it's only two karkos? How come le'inyan she'ela of the shovel we say he has the rights to use it for everything? So Tosas Mechalik and Tosas says when it comes to karkos it's called heichad isa b'shus edemar isa b'cheskas bailim. That being the case, so you have a suffik and we're machriya the suffik l'tovas the bailim. So we say, oh, he's selling you miyad karkos and that's only two. When it comes to metaltalin, where the muchzakos is on the toface, so now the shoel is muchzak on the chayfetz. So since the shoel is muchzak on the chayfetz, or machriya the safik letovaso, and so now he has rights to use the chayfetz for every pardesa ideisle. So again, that's the distinction between the nature of the muchzakos on karkos and the nature of muchzakos on metaltalin. What? Tosus and daf kuf gimel. as his first distinction. His second distinction is to mechalek between karkos and metaltlan, the vechitema.
Question is related.
What? Yeah?
We said if a shiur is for a specific amount of time, or some shiur, could the mashal demand it back at any point? Or he could say, no, I borrowed it.
No, because he borrowed it with rights to use it for all his fields.
Meaning,
or machriya it that was the shiur.
Like, if you're not paying for it, you only got permission to use it, that can't be revoked. That once
right.
it's given. Can't be undone.
Right, that's the Gemara says later on. They're metaking kinyan b'sholim, so you can't be chozer. Once you start using it, it's too late for the mashiel to be chozer. Good. So that's the distinction of karkos. That's a distinction that speaks not to the nature of the suffix, not to the nature of the tvisa, but in terms of the muchzokus on the chayfetz. What does it take to be considered the bialim? So for metaltlin, maybe my motzi mechavir al varaya could undermine his motzi mechavir al varaya. But by karkos, my tfisa on the chayfetz could never undermine his rights and his bailus on the object. Our last distinction that we have here is the distinction of the shach, which you mentioned a minute ago. The shach in Simin Hei and the shach in Tokva Kohen and Shin Tes Vav in Yordea, so the shach says that shiny tuvas hana. In general, we'll say Tokvo in motzi in miyado. When it comes to tuvas hana, we'll say motzi in miyado. Meaning, the Yisroel has a specific right about who he's able to give the object to, so that when the Kohen grabs it, so it's true that the Kohen has rights to the Chayfetz. But the Yisroel has rights of Nesinas HaChayfetz. Now this is a big chiddush. Why? Because I would have said, well, why can't the Kohen just pay back the Tuvas Hana and retain his rights to the actual Chayfetz? So here the Shach is Mechadesh. That yesh lachkor b'din tuvas hana. Is tuvas hana just a schus that the Yisrael has to give it to somebody? It's a schus that could be quantified in monetary terms. Or is tuvas hana a right in the actual chayfetz? So the shach says that even if he pays you, so the shach argues that maybe tuvas hana is a kind of a bailos. So even if he's going to pay you back the monetary value of the tuvas hana, so it doesn't counteract your zechuyos in the actual chayfetz. So here we mentioned that maybe this is not just a special, this is not a general din of tuvas hana mamon or tuvas hana ina mamon of kol tara kula. Maybe there's a special din of tuvas hana when it comes to matnos kahuna. The hainu that it's true that the chiv or the zechus of the matnos kahuna is always to the kohen. The kohen has rights to the chayfetz. But maybe part of the mitzvah of matnos kahuna is the chiv nesina. That's the key in mitzvah for the Yisrael. There's a big machok shishonim whether nesina is a separate mitzvah, is it part of the mitzvah. But if you say that part of the din matnas kahuna is the nesina, so it makes a lot of sense that the kohen at the Yisrael has real rights in the truma with respect to the tuvas hana. So maybe even if tuvas hana is eino mamon in general, maybe in the context of tuvas hana matnas kahuna, where the mitzvah is the mitzvah's nesina, not just like a matana, oh, I could have given it to him, so I give it to him. But my mitzvah is the nesina l'kohen. So maybe then the Yisrael retains special zechuyos. The machlokes we've shown him as to whether the din of nogea be'edus, whether somebody who has hanav, tuvas hana, in a certain case, his interest is limited to tuvas hana, so is he considered nogea be'davar le'inyan edus? Machlokes we've shown him. Why can't he? So that's what the Shach argues, that Tuvas Hana is not just a Zechus Mamon. Tuvas Hana is a right in the object.
Why can't I hate him?
Because it doesn't correspond to the right that you have. It would be the equivalent of Chamsan. You have rights in the Chayfet, and he's giving you money for it. Right? The way the Shach says it in the Kudus HaKesef says it a little differently. The Shach in the Kudus HaKesef says that it's your right in the chayfetz preceded his right. It's kind of like a chazaka de meikara that you have. So his tfisa right now can't beat out your chazaka de meikara that you had based off tuvas hana. So the shach is very upset with this machlokas we've shown him applying Tuvas Hana Mamon or Tuvas Hana Eino Mamon to the question of Nogeh Beidos. Because the question of Tuvas Hana Mamon or Eino Mamon is a Shaila in whether Tuvas Hana is a monetary din. But the Shaila of Nogeh Beidos is not a question about whether or not it's a Shem Mamon. It's a question about whether you have interest in the case. So the Shach's point is that you could still say Tuvas Hana Eino Mamon, that has no formal Shem Mamon, but Afal Pichein holds that you're Pasul Inyan Nogeh Bedavar. Good. So this chakira about Tuvas Hana is important as to whether or not we're going to say that the consideration of Tuvas Hana is an external force acting on Mafkina Minei or Lo Mafkina Minei, or whether it itself is also just another shear in the Tvisa. If you argue like the Shach, then Tuvas Hana is a shear in the Tvisa, and that kind of a Tvisa, or at least that kind of Chazak de Meikara, is sufficient to preclude the Kohen from being Mafkina Minei. No. The Shach here.
Is that externally monetary or internally?
What?
The no. Is externally.
I don't think the Shach here is saying it's Tali on Tuvas Hana Mamon or Tuvas Hana Ina Mamon. The Shach here is being choker whether or not it's like a monetary right, or whether it's a right in the object. Now maybe you could connect it to. Maybe you could say that if it's Tuvas Hana Mamon, so then it's just a monetary right. Whereas Tuvas Hana is Eino Mamon, it doesn't mean that it's not significant. It just means that you have actual Shaychus to the Chayfas.
So
I was saying that the Shach himself has
it. You were saying that about the
Nesina. Right. Isaac, what? It's counterintuitive, but it makes a lot of sense. If you say Tuvas Hana Mamon, it's counterintuitive on the surface. If you say Tuvas Hana Mamon, then it means that it corresponds to monetary value. So you could just be paid up for that value. Whereas if Tuvas Hana is Eino Mamon, so it means that you have a right in the Chayfetz, even though that's not translatable into a certain amount of Zuzi. But either way, according to the Shach, so this is a shear in the Maisa Tfisa, it's not just an external consideration of a good reason to be Motzi Miyad HaKohen. So those are the distinctions within the kinds of Sveikos, within the kinds of Tfisa, within the kinds of Muchsakos, and the external dinim that play on Taco Kohen.
Shkayach.
How many chilukim?
I have 8 minutes.
Minza, you're going away. 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 Minza, you're going away.